north and south?
I have always used it north and south.
Okay. 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 So you travel up to Wyoming and down to Arizona.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the elevation.
Yeah, my sis lives in Wyoming, and she goes up to Colorado because the altitude is higher.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Uh-uh.
I'd say down.
Yeah, I would too.
And, okay. Now, how far is it from here? How far is it from here to Leadville?
39 miles.
Okay. Yesterday, if this happened yesterday, if my car got stuck in the mud yesterday and I had to get out and go around to the back, I would have had to do what?
Push.
The past tense of a push is a...
Pushed.
Okay. Or I'd have to gotten in the front with a rope and I would have...
Pulled.
Okay. If you're going just a short distance, say to a community or just a... What would you tell people? I've got to go... Would you say short distance, or would you say...
just a short distance.
Would you ever say just a short piece, or a little piece, or...
Oh, yeah.
Which one of those?
Oh, a little piece, I guess.
Right. Just got to go a little piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little ways.
A little ways. Great. And how about for a longer distance?
Long ways.
Okay. Would you ever say far piece?
Oh, I don't think so. Not unless I was jesting.
If you were kidding around,
yeah.
It's a fur piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
They use that in the South, don't they?
Boy, they do. I tell you, they sure do. Yeah. We use that a lot. If something is hard to find, it's very rare. You might say it's what it is. Would you ever use the word scarce?
Yeah, scarce or rare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a railroad station in Buena?
Not anymore.
Where is the nearest one?
Salida.
Okay.
Leadville.
Okay. What do you call that place where the train stops in a town?
Railroad station?
Depot.
Okay. Now, a couple other things. If you had two buildings and they were sitting across the street from each other, but they weren't horizontal, but they were kind of like this, so there was this kind of, how would you describe that relationship to each other?
Parallel.
Okay. It wouldn't be parallel.
Parallel, no. Horizontal.
Okay. Well, this would be horizontal, huh?
Cattywampus.
Okay, that's the word I was looking for. Cattywampus. Would you use it to describe that, or would you use it to describe something else? That might have been a wrong illustration. But would you ever use catty cornered?
Yeah, if they're catty cornered.
What would catty cornered be?
Four corners. Listen, it'd be catty cornered.
I see. But is catty cornered different from cattywampus?
Cattywampus means a little off to the side or something like that.
But it's not diagonal or catty cornered.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you ever use the word? Have you ever used the word anti-godlin? Is that a word that sounds familiar in that relationship? It was kind of anti-godlin to it.
I think I've heard the word, but I don't think I've ever used it.
That you would use. If you kind of had a, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was over in Lyman, and there was a barn that had blown up, and things had just been thrown everywhere. How would you describe
helter skelter?
Okay, would you ever use going every which way, or?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that how would you just say, boy, that thing blew up and things
went every which way?
Okay. Now I was wondering about words of parting, or the ways people say goodbye to each other in this part of the country.